Nolte, reality star ends up in hospital after selling farts online. By John Nolte on January 5, 2022. Steph Matto made $200,000 selling her farts online and ended up in the emergency room fearing she was about to die of a heart attack. Steph Matto, 31, from Connecticut, recently found herself in the emergency room after experiencing shooting pains in her chest. She thought she was having a heart attack or a stroke, and was convinced she was going to die any moment. Concerned doctors performed blood tests and an EKG but later told the 90-day fiancé star that the symptoms were actually caused by excess gas from her frequent diet of beans, eggs, and banana protein shakes. The scheme began back in November when Matto received requests from her adult content site, something called Unfiltered. For $1,000 a pop, she'd fart in a jar and mail it to you. Even with a 50% discount over the holidays, she claims to have cleared $200,000. Just when you thought the human condition had already hit bottom. Other than discovering that something so disgusting is a real-life fetish, and when you're my age and have cable TV, it's pretty hard to be surprised anymore. What also shocked me is that Matto was actually doing this. I mean, she wasn't cheating. Wouldn't you cheat? Not that I would ever involve myself in something like this, but if I did, I'd cheat. You'd pay me $1,000 and I'd put a stink in a jar, but it wouldn't be mine. Why not? Who would know? So you have to give her credit for that. She didn't rip anyone off. No false advertising here. Other than Nick, I feel bad for everyone involved, including Matto. Can you imagine how broken she is to debase herself like this? She's obviously not dumb. She's young, attractive, lives in America. And still she's reduced to this, to becoming what she called a fartrepreneur. Imagine how broken the people are who drop $1,000 to get off on something like this. Human sexuality is beyond confounding in how it drives people to these kinds of bottoms, no pun intended. My guess is that a lot of it has to do with how the prevalence of all kinds of online porn rewires a person's sexuality combined with an unwillingness to control yourself. Even in a country of some 330 million people, I'm still surprised that 200 to 300 of them are so broken that they allowed themselves to be reduced to this. We're all human. We've all found the boundaries of our behavior through being exposed to something and saying, yeah, that's not for me. Not who I want to be. See ya. But these people didn't do that, even when they found themselves aroused by flatulence. They didn't say, maybe things are going a bit too far. And now they've become this, and an intelligent, attractive, young woman allowed herself to become that. It's a free country, consenting adults, and all that. But still, man alive. And maybe she's not so smart. Imagine the money she could have made selling personal hotboxing sessions. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.